T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Fears of a post-Thanksgiving COVID spike.
There is a kind of overwhelming sense of apprehension.
Pandemic Black Friday.
I'll be in my bed looking for the deals.
While the president says he'd leave the White House peacefully.
It's going to be a very hard thing to concede because we know there was massive fraud.
Good morning. I'm Peter King in Orlando with a CBS World News Roundup. It's obviously too soon to tell what the Thanksgiving effect on the pandemic will be. U.S. deaths have now topped the 263,000 mark, and for the first time, hospitalizations have reached 90,000. The CDC asked Americans to stay home and have small gatherings for Thanksgiving. Many ignore that advice. CBS's Adriana Diaz is in Chicago.
I was worried after Halloween. I'm far more worried after Thanksgiving.
Hospitals are bracing for a post-holiday influx of COVID patients. Dr. Mita Shah works in the ER at Chicago's Rush University Medical Center.
We will not get a reprieve because then Christmas comes and then New Year comes. So if we're just stacking surge upon surge upon surge, I am significantly worried about that.
The lobby at Rush has been transformed into a COVID triage area to make room in case there's a surge of patients in the coming days.
The pandemic has many of us avoiding malls for today's Black Friday sales. This Sacramento shopper is typical of what retailers expect to happen.
With everything going on, I really don't think I'll go out. I'll probably get something online.
Here's CBS's Naomi Ruckham.
While some shoppers can't resist the traditional post-Thanksgiving stakeout, experts predict much of that shopping will go virtual.
Due to the pandemic, a lot of people are shifting their shopping online for the first time.
Despite the financial woes brought on by an international pandemic, the National Retail Federation is expecting total holiday sales to increase between 3.6 and 5.2%. So which deals are best sought on Black Friday?
Black Friday is going to be your best day to get deals on categories like TVs and appliances. But if you're in the market for toys or computers, you'll want to wait till the weekend following Thanksgiving.
If you are heading out for Black Friday, expect lines, not only because diehard shoppers still love the tradition, but also due to capacity limits under the pandemic.
The president-elect and Mrs. Biden spent Thanksgiving at home and posted this message online saying they hoped others were doing the same.
I know this isn't the way many of us hoped we'd spend our holiday. We know that a small act of staying home is a gift to our fellow Americans.
He also spoke with healthcare workers via video conference. President Trump spoke with military members after a round of golf and tweets falsely claiming that he'd won the election. CBS's Ben Tracy is at the White House.
The president answered questions for the first time since losing the election and launched into more baseless attacks on the results.
If you look at the numbers are false. The numbers are corrupt. It was a rigged election, 100%.
There is no evidence of widespread voter fraud, and the president's lawyers have failed in almost all of their legal efforts, but he did say he will leave the White House peacefully in January with a caveat.
Certainly I will, and you know that. But I think that there will be a lot of things happening between now and the 20th of January.
Homeland Security Cybersecurity Chief Chris Krebs was let go after he called this election the most secure ever. Now he's talking to CBS's 60 Minutes and correspondent Scott Pelley.
The president tweeted after that statement, quote, "The recent statement by Chris Krebs on the security of the 2020 election was highly inaccurate in that there were massive improprieties and fraud." Do you remember what the president said at the end of that tweet?
Oh, I was terminated? Is that? Yes, I recall that.
Were you surprised?
I don't know if I was necessarily surprised. It's not how I wanted to go out. The thing that upsets me the most about that is I didn't get a chance to say goodbye to my team. And I'd worked with them for 3.5 years. Putting CISA on the national stage.
More of that interview Sunday night on 60 Minutes. California's Santa Ana winds are at it again. There are wildfire warnings, and adding insult to injury, the power company has shut off electricity for more than 5,100 homes in two Southern California counties. KCBS-TV's Jeff Nguyen.
If you were to drive through the Simi Valley neighborhood, you will hear a symphony of generators humming. This after Southern California Edison temporarily shut off power to its customers in L.A. and Ventura counties. The move is designed to reduce the risk of fires caused by electrical equipment when strong winds are in the forecast.
We now know exactly why last night's NFL primetime Thanksgiving game was postponed. Four positive COVID-19 tests.
Lamar Jackson, pocket collapsing. He's going to dart. He's going to run.
The Baltimore Ravens quarterback and reigning MVP becomes the highest profile player to test positive. The Ravens Steelers game has been postponed till Sunday. There's a question as to whether it'll be played even then. Your email account is likely to be filled with Black Friday bargains today, but some of those messages may really be scams. More from KTHV-TV's Melissa Zygowitz.
Jessica Franklin with the Little Rock FBI is warning people to be careful while online shopping this year. More people skipping the stores brings more opportunities for scammers to take advantage of you online.
I have a family member that's already been scammed this holiday season.
Franklin says to watch out for suspicious texts or emails that look like they're from your bank or places like Amazon and Target, trying to get you to click on a link. If you're not sure if it's legitimate, it's best to just delete the message.
The TV networks that produce those happy holiday movies appear to have finally gotten the message. Many of those formerly Lily White productions are now truly in living color. CBS's Nikki Batiste.
Hallmark says nearly 40% of its Christmas movies include diversity and inclusion this year, while Lifetime, Hallmark's biggest competitor, says more than one-third of its movies feature people of color in leading roles. Lifetime also has its first movies starring an Asian American family and an LGBTQ+ couple. Actress Holly Robinson Peete is starring in two Hallmark movies this year.
It's like a seismic shift in making sure the representation is represented.
Many of our neighbors here in Florida have already put up their outside Christmas decorations. For others, it all begins today.
Rocking around.
With Thanksgiving behind us, tree season is here and Fred Battenfeld is prepped.
We've been working since mid-July, mowing, fertilizing. We shape every tree.
His 100-acre farm in Milan, New York, is open to do-it-yourselfers today, armed with hand saws, many not pining for perfection anymore.
Is it a little sparse on this side? That's fine.
Now the trend's changing back to more natural.
Charlie Brown Christmas trees.
Yeah, something that you'd find in the woods, you know.
And despite a dry summer in the Northeast,
the needle retention looks good, the color is good.
Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News in upstate New York.
And that's the World News Roundup for Friday, November 27th, 2020. The broadcast produced this week by Paul Ferry and Matt Cherry. I'm Peter King, CBS News.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.